Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, November 4th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The U.S. Embassy warns that terrorist organizations could attack Western connections in Southeast Asia. Among those taking the warning seriously are evangelical agencies, and with good reason. Teen Mission's Bob Bland says they've received a direct threat.
In one of the sensitive countries where we have a Bible school, that on the television program, it was broadcast live that they were going to attack our Bible school after Ramadan on the 14th.
Bland says there are 25 students in the Bible school. Pray for their safety. Next, after monitoring some of their South Asian ministries from afar, OMS Internationals decided to spend some time visiting their operations firsthand. OMS's Dick McLeish says in spite of cultural danger, they're working to spread the gospel and the love of Christ.
The Lord is moving in very powerful ways. There's a church planting movement there by vocational workers who are stepping out and starting small house churches. We also see ministry social outreach in developing schools. We visited a couple of children's homes.
And humanitarian work in Zimbabwe is under threat by the government. A non-government organization and religious workers bill is currently in parliament. The bill would give the government power to control all foreign aid and humanitarian work. This will seriously affect Operation Mobilization's work in Zimbabwe with churches and among least reached people groups. The outcome of the bill is still unclear. Pray for the OM Zimbabwe team and for the future ministries working in this troubled nation. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video featuring my upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It can't help but encourage your church to get involved. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.